Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
Snoopy
and Joey. Welcome to It's Happening with Snoopy and Joey. Today's going to be a fun show because it's probably going to sound like shit. We are in the car on our way to a shoot in Asbury Park,
New Jersey. We are mobile. This is our mobile recording studio.
We've done this before.
We have.
Back in the day.
It's called Hit and Run. But welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope everyone's ready for a wild weekend because it is
Memorial Day weekend.
Kickoff of the summer.
MGW.
Yeah, it's kickoff of the summer, and this is when, you know, shit gets real. So I hope everyone has a Kiki cocktail in hand. I hope you are nude from the waist down.
And I hope you all black out and get arrested and wake up and ruin your life.
Yes.
So Memorial Day weekend, back in the day, like when I was 18, I would go to Seaside.
Well, now, were you there?
I would go to Seaside Heights, like, way before the show, and I would rent a house with, like, 15 people.
How did you rent a house? You worked at Forever 21.
Exactly. I rent a house with 15 people,
oh,
and I'd throw, like, 20 bucks in. And we would just drink literally all day, all night, and it's just chaos. The last Memorial Day weekend event I went to before I got into the show, I fake drowned.
Because
I, like, had a panic attack in the water because I hate the ocean.
Sick.
And then I was like, okay, I'm drowning. And then the EMTs came over and they did all my my temperatures and stuff.
Your vitals?
Yeah, and they were like, this bitch is faking it. And they walked away. And then the cops came and gave me 3 tickets for being a nuisance.
Well, that was history repeats itself.
Yeah, so that was the last time that I did Memorial Day weekend. And then the show started. And then I got arrested on the beach. So,
did you, full circle. Did you ever film at Seaside during Memorial Day weekend, or was it always after? Like, what month did you go for the summer when you
did
the show?
I know, we usually went in, like, August, or July, August.
At the end of the summer?
At the end of the summer. Mm-hmm.
Very good to know.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's that. Happy Memorial Day weekend, and it's squishy. Angelo is turning 2 years old on Sunday. I'm so excited. We're doing a little party down the shore, and I'm so excited, because he's 2, my little munchkin.
Wait, so, Wait, you also had a little christening for Lorenzo. He's a boy of God now.
Lorenzo is a saint of God. He got confirmed, or communion. He did his communion last Sunday. Shout out to, what is it, Bedazzled Events?
They
did amazing.
The balloons looked so beautiful.
So beautiful, but I felt bad because it was like the hottest day of the year. Of course, it was like 100 degrees. The balloons were popping from the heat. I felt so bad, but we got the pictures. She killed it. Everyone loved the background.
They looked so beautiful.
Shout out to you, girl. You were amazing.
And they do beautiful weddings. Go to the thing. I think, is it Bedazzled Events?
I think so.
Yeah. I tagged them,
you guys.
I looked at their page, and their weddings are so stunning. If I could find a man, I would use them for my wedding.
Yeah, and they're so sweet.
And
so.
Shout out to Janice. How long did it take? What time did she start cooking? 4 a.m.? 2 a.m.?
Janice started cooking on, like, Monday, and then she was freezing everything. And then, of course, she wakes up at 3 a.m. She's a nut job. She's crazy. But God bless her. So shout out to Janice for cooking. She's amazing. And then we're going to do Angela's pizza party on Saturday. So happy birthday to Squishy.
Are you going to go out on the boat this weekend?
Well, it's supposed to be like 60 degrees this
weekend.
That's
cold.
Insane.
So I don't have... I'm staying in the city this weekend because...
You lying.
Yeah. Because I don't have anywhere to go anymore. My sister, I tell you, I'm very distraught about this.
Did she move already?
Yeah, and I never told the fans.
When
this,
did
but
she move?
She moved on the 21st.
Oh shit!
So my
go visit her.
I know my whole family up and left me. My sister and my nieces and nephews and her
sister.
Husband and the 2 dogs, Dana and Marie, they all picked up packed up and left. They sold their house in New Jersey, where I used to go down the shore. It was her real house, but I used to tell everyone, oh, I'm going to my shore house, my family's shore house. Mm. She goes, this isn't your family's shore house. This is my fucking real house. But I would lie and act like I was rich. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to my family's shore house on Long Beach Island. But anyway, so I've just been devastated. And I haven't spoken to her. It's just like a weird thing. Like, I just like clam up. I don't know how to act. I feel I have so much like drama inside of me about it. About like my whole family leaving.
Your whole family. It's just your sister.
It's my sister, my nieces and nephews, and that's all my whole family. The only thing, other thing I have here is Poppy and my other sister.
That's all I have. It's my livelihood.
That's all I have. So if, shout out, because I will be spending a lot of time in South Carolina, Somerville, South Carolina.
Yeah, she went to Texas.
No. She changed her mind. Somerville, South Carolina. If you're from there, any Crusaders in the area? I already looked it up.
I love the Carolinas.
The closest gay bar is called Dudley's. I looked that up first and foremost. And that's near Greenville. No. Charlotte.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Charleston. I don't know where I'm going, but if you're from South Carolina, please shout me out and hit me up. Any Crusaders, let's all come together, because I need to know it all. I need to know where to eat. I need to know where to shop. I need to know where to buy drugs. And I need to find a southern gentleman, if you will. But yeah, I'm it's bittersweet. I'm excited for a new chapter in our lives, but I'm really devastated that she's like my mom. Like, ever since my mom passed, she's been my mom. And it's like, I just feel like my mother's dying again, like a second time. I'm going through it.
Well, that's traumatic.
Well, I know it's traumatic. She's still here, yes, thank God. But it's gonna be a new thing for me, and I think that's why I've been off the radar on socials, because I've just been kind of like to myself, and I still haven't called her to because I don't know how to deal with it. And I feel like a jerk off.
You can literally just FaceTime her every day, and it's like you're seeing her.
Yeah, it's just the fact to know that someone else has left. Someone left.
Yeah, you need Jesus.
But anyway, if you're in South Carolina, let me know, because I will be I'll be kikiing down there.
Yeah.
What else? I'm not going down the shore. Normally, I would go down the shore, but this time, I'm going to be in the city. We have friends coming in out of town. I'm going to an engagement party tomorrow.
Whose?
My friends Eric and Erin. They moved after the pandemic. They were my neighbors, and they moved away to Michigan. But now they're back in town to celebrate their little things. And then I might go to Leah's rich boss's house. That mansion we go to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We might do that, or we might just like hang out in Central Park.
I would go to the Rich Mansion.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I definitely, even if it's cold out, the pool's heated, I just want to get into a body of water. I'm going to show my new tits off. I only exposed them one time in LA when I was blackout wasted.
Blackout.
How fun was that day by the pool?
So fun. I'm still hungover from it.
But
shout out to our Crusaders. Sorry to change the topic, but...
Wait, stop.
Joey invited me to your Crusaders page.
Did you add it?
On Facebook, yes. I added it. And you guys...
I can't believe I was crying. I was literally, I had tequila, but
literally the things that they're saying is like stuff that we would say.
Yes.
Like, we all speak the same language. We all are hot messes, and we have the same brain. We all think the same.
Wait, so if you don't know what we're talking about, it's of course our Facebook page. A beautiful Crusader, I think her name's Christine, she started it, and it's on Facebook. It's a group. It's called Correct Women Crusaders. Look it up and join yourself. It is the most best community ever.
Judgment free zone.
What did they say about Dren?
They said Dren likes asparagus, and what else did they say about Dren? They said, is Opal Dren's friend?
Yeah, I thought they were like, oh, Dren is Nicole. I thought Dren was Opal's friend.
Yeah.
Well, Dren is
everyone's
not.
Like, who's Opal?
No, Dren is not Opal's friend.
No.
Dren is no one's friend.
No.
Besides
Dren
Tito,
Marie.
Besides
Hot
Tito's,
mess.
But I saw like they like deep dive and just suppress the funniest things, and they're like, are anyone's Crusaders middle name really Marie? And I was like, my name's Marie, and it's
Giovanna Marie.
Stop. It's just so heartwarming that there's such a sense of community. And I was telling Stupi that we should do a VIP special something for the Facebook group and for our closest Crusaders, or just do something. It's just like so much. It's so heartwarming to see what a sense of community. I said that already.
Yeah, come down.
Say sense of community again.
Yeah, literally go away.
But yeah, that was really, really heartwarming. Snoopy and I, if you're wondering where we're going, we're en route down the shore, because Snoopy's modeling for she has a modeling job. She's modeling with a bottle of liquor. I can't tell you what it is yet, but she has to act. You have to run from an octopus.
No, I'm not ready. I'm doing a little commercial, and I'm acting like Snooki from 2009, and I'm just sitting at the bar and I'm fighting with people about drinking tequila. So it's gonna be a nice day.
Well, hopefully I can get to sample the wares.
Same. I want to get like all three bottles, because Gianni loves rum.
Oh, it's rum?
I think it's rum, yeah.
Oh. Well, we're going to drink liquor. Well, we're not going to drink it. We're going to fake it. But we'll see how the day goes. We're going to be on the beach in a beautiful restaurant. So I can't imagine that we're not going to do a little nipping. Plus, we have our favorite driver, David's, with us today.
We'll do a quick bite.
We'll have a quick bite.
Do you guys remember what a quick bite means?
From our glossary?
Yes.
A quick bite.
A quick bite means
blackout. So Nicole
and
I are
getting arrested.
Quick bite was always a thing with Nicole and I because we know that we have responsibilities.
Every day before the Amazon event.
Yeah. We knew we had responsibilities. We had to be somewhere and to work. We had to do the Amazon event. We're like, we'll just go for a quick bite, and have something to eat. Just so we're not tired later because we're gonna have to go right home after.
No, but a quick bite to us means
7
a.m. We want to get a drink.
No, real quick. Have a drink. We're gonna get drunk, but it always ends up to be Nicole's on a curb somewhere. I'm dragging her by her neck into a cab, her skirt's over her head, and I don't know where I am. It's it always turns out for the worst. So maybe we'll have a quick bite.
Maybe we'll do a quick bite.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get drowned.
Everyone should have a quick bite.
Imagine we got eaten by a shark today.
Everyone should have a quick bite this Memorial Day weekend because everything's opening up. Just call your girlfriends, call another crusader and be like, let's just grab a quick bite before we go home.
Oh my God.
And you're going to end up in Africa.
It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Oh, speaking of Memorial Day, I should tell everyone to make for a geeky cocktail. You have crunk. What are you going to be drinking?
Oh, why not?
What are you going to be drinking?
I'll probably be doing my high noons. I love high noons lately.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I like high noons.
Well, that's from my company, from the Barstool Sports.
Really?
I could probably get you cases.
Tell them to send me cases, then.
Oh, my God. I love high noons.
I spend a lot of money on them.
High noons are great.
So I do high noons, and then...
do you add more vodka?
Yeah, and then usually at 5, 6, I switch to some Cupolers.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah. I love the High Noons. I like the High Noons. I'm a Truly household, so we've been loving the Trulys lately. But Truly is not vodka. It's actually beer flavor.
It's malt liquor or something.
Malt liquor. But the High Noons is vodka and seltzer with flavorings in it. It's only 100 calories. And I think I'm going to switch to High Noon this summer. I mean, I love the Trulys, but I think I'm going to make the switch over to the High Noon. But of course, you could have to add things to make them stronger if you want. So one drink I could suggest, if everyone's doing whatever their hard seltzer of choice is, I would take that and mix it with either tequila or vodka, and then add a splash of whatever juice you want to kind of make it more of a cocktail, so it's still lightweight, but it's a little stronger. One example I would do is a tequila with a grapefruit hard seltzer, and then add some raspberries to it. Another thing you do, the sangria, same thing, just add wine, put wine and fruit in your glass with ice, and then top it with any hard seltzer. So you can do either red or white, or even rosé, fuck it. But if you really want to get crunk, go over to my YouTube channel, Joey Camasta, and look at my patented Knock Your Dick in the Dirt Kiki Rosé Sangria, and it is a real crowd pleaser. Now, it's a one and done drink. You drink one of these and you're on the floor. My mother's friend, Nancy Jane, had to be escorted out of Easter one year because she got too crunk on the juice. But go over to YouTube, Joey Camasta, and look for my Kiki Cooler. You're going to like what you see. You won't regret it. But that's a big pitcher you make, and then it's just on the counter and everyone can just get drunk from it. So that's one good idea as well. Well, over that. And to the mothers. And also, it's T-minus 1 week till Snoopy and I moved to the West Coast to film that show. Did you see how much press I got?
I know, and I was like, wait.
No,
no one else is posting about it.
It's bad press. He auditioned for the show, but he didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
The whole article. Joey had a little snippet in the article.
Yeah.
about how he's my makeup artist. He tried out for the show. Unfortunately, he didn't get the gig.
I did.
But he'll still be there behind the scenes
to do makeup. Thanks, girl. That interview was so dramatic. I was sick for 3 weeks prior to it. And I was so nervous. I never really auditioned for anything, especially in Hollywood. So I was really, really nervous. I had the runs all week. I had an upset stomach. And I was, like, praying to my mom every day. And, like, I was... And, you know, I didn't tell you this, but on my TV, during my audition, so I had to put my computer, like, in front of me, because, like, a Zoom. But behind my computer, I posted all these... I printed out pictures and posted up all these pictures on my things, like, inspirational pictures.
Yeah.
So I can look at them while I'm auditioning. And
it was so embarrassing. Oh, you were so dramatic.
I put, like, pictures of us, pictures of me and my mom, pictures
such
of, like,
a weirdo.
Jesus, pictures of, like, palm trees. And I still didn't get the job, but you know, it's for the best. I still will be part of it, but the Lord has other things for me. Oh my God. So this week, I've been bouncing around town. I don't know where I was in New Jersey. Remember I was blacking out in New Jersey?
Oh my God.
After we got back from LA.
Mess.
I came home and I smelled something like faint, very faint at this at the first stage. It was a very faint smell. I was like, what the hell is that smell? So I was thinking, like, I had a box of snacks because nuts.com sent me this big package of all these goodies. So I was like, oh my God, maybe it's like one of like the little nacho pack. It smelled like cheese, but like not like rancid or anything. It just smelled like, you know, like a Parmesan rind or something. So I was like sniffing around. I was like, where the hell is this smell coming from? So I was like, you know, whatever. I blew it off. And then as the days went on, the smell grew stronger, and then it got me. So it started smelling, and I was like, what the hell is this smell? And I was looking all around, and I couldn't figure it out. I was like, oh, my God. Now I'm thinking, is there, like, a dead animal in my house? Like, is there, like, a dead mouse under a couch or something? Or, like,
oh, yeah.
Under a couch. So I started thinking about that, and I had full-blown anxiety. I had to take Xanax because it was like, I couldn't get back on track with, like, my mental thoughts because it was the only thing I could think about was not knowing what this smell was. And I was like, my house was clean. My house was, like, fully cleaned, and there was, like, no shit around or anything. So I was like, this camp, where the hell could this smell be coming from? So then I'm like, oh my God, I'm throwing out all the snacks I gutted my refrigerator. It wasn't in the fridge, but I was like sniffing around like a hound dog in my apartment, like a literal dog on the floor, like sniffing the carpet, saying, did I spill something when I was drunk? Now it's like rancid in my house. Like, what is? And it was getting worse and worse and worse until it smelled like a cheesy twad.
Well, did you leave like a pizza under your bed?
That could have been that too, but it wasn't. I looked everywhere, up and down. I searched high and low.
So you didn't find it?
No, I did.
Yo.
So then I'm in bed, like, and I feel defeated now. I'm like, this is where I died. I have to move. I'm gonna have to move because I can't find this smell. My mental health cannot be, not the unknown will drive me crazy. So then I'm thinking, like, what could this be? And then I'm thinking, then I had an epiphany. I was like, oh my God, maybe it's this. So I go into the living room to my suspicion of what it was, and I found out exactly what it was.
What?
It was the water in my flower arrangement.
Oh, I hate that smell.
Has that happened to you before?
Yes, it smells like cat piss and dead rats.
No, mine smelled like a cheese pussy.
Ew.
It was disgusting. It was a little fishy.
What it smells like.
I don't know, but it smelled like if Parmesan cheese and a vagina had a baby, that's what it smelled like.
Sick.
Maybe an aged Gouda. I don't know what it was, but it was full cheese.
Flower water smells disgusting.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot because the flowers weren't that dead because they were like, you know, they were on their way out, but they weren't like dead. So I didn't even think twice about it. Change your flower water, everyone, because...
I hate flowers, real flowers, because you always have to change the water.
I have flowers in my house every week, and I never had this experience. Maybe because I change them so often, but...
Yeah, because you probably change it all the time.
Yeah, this was disgusting. So user beware. Change your water, otherwise you'll have a stenchy snurb in your house.
Nasty.
But yeah, I found the verdict, and then I got the bleach and the vinegar, and I washed the vase out, and I was like, oh my God. So now I was able to rest easy, but... you know, now my house is a pigsty because I turned it all upside down trying to find out what the smell was. And packing and unpacking, and there's a lot of moving parts to my life.
Sick story. So coming up, you guys, June 26th is I have two events June 26th. First, June 26th is the first Smoky Shop truck stop.
Finally.
At the Pride Morris.
Morristown, New Jersey Pride.
No, it's called Morris Pride Event, the Morris Pride Event, and it's in Morristown, and it's by the museum, and they're doing, like, live bands, they're having drinks, food, it's, like a really fun event. So if you guys are around to celebrate Pride, if you guys are around to celebrate The Sookie Shop truck is going to be there, and it's just a really fun event. So come on down to Morristown, June 26th. And then also June 26th, I'm doing my VIP event at my Beacon location. And surprisingly, or excitingly, we are adding champagne, because now I feel like with the mask mandates and, you know, New York basically lifting the mask, basically, if you have the vaccine, you don't
Thank
have to wear
God.
The mask.
I hate the mask.
I know. So now we can have champagne at the event. So we only have a couple tickets left for the first three events, but then the last event, we do have tickets available. So it's almost sold out. You guys can go to my Eventbrite page and grab your tickets. But I'm so excited. I'm going to be drinking. And I'm not going to say Joey's going to be there because he probably won't show again. So
no,
do not bring presents for Joey, please.
No. Yeah, I can't make that. But what I can do...
overlay.
No, you know what? I have a problem, Nicole, and I like to bring it up with you personally.
Oh,
I was
going
to text you about it. I know exactly what you're trying to do.
Did you take your meds today?
I did. I know what you're trying to do. I was on the Snoopy Shop Instagram page, and don't think I didn't notice all the gay paraphernalia you're selling in your store. First of all, I don't have any of. You have all this cute gay pride stuff.
Well, go shop in my store and spend
it. I don't have
any
money.
Okay, so.
She has a gay pride tote, which looks so cute, and then she has all these cute hoodies. You're trying to lure gay people into your store so you can find a new friend.
Oh, you caught me.
Is that what you're doing?
Totally. Well, I already have a gay employee, Dobby. Love you, bitch. And,
where is that one? In Beacon?
No, in Madison.
Oh, that's too close to home.
And he's a hot mess. But yeah, you know I love my gays.
I know. Well, that's really nice. I'm excited for Pride because, it's Pride Month. Well, June is
exactly.
June is Pride Month, as you know. And I'm so excited because I want to try... last year, of course, everything was Kiki canceled, hashtag. And this year, I think it's still under close watch, but at least you can get out there and do things. And to kick off Pride Month, did you see Lady Gaga? She has a Born This Way street now.
Yas, queen!
In Los Angeles. She didn't look great. Did you see her?
No.
She looked very puffy and bloated. But, you know, she was doing the Lord's work. And she walked down, you know, they opened up Pride. I saw my friend Wildren, my new squirrel friend. She, at the Abbey WeHo, but, I'm excited for Pride. I don't really have anything in the works right now for things, but I always try to do a charitable event, if I may, to support the local community.
Your community.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting out there and getting to get some fun in the sun with the Kiki gays. And celebrating Pride Month. But why don't you sound off in the comments below? Let us know how you're celebrating Pride Month.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to have a lot of events open now, like outdoor bars, maybe some parades outside.
Do you think that Colton Underwood's first Pride, he's going to really wild out and start like just blowing everyone he sees?
I feel like everyone's going to blow him, and he's going to be like, all right.
He's so hot.
Come on in.
Project Rose is not going according to plan, but I know he lives in Denver, and so does Tim, so... I may have to.
We don't like Tim anymore. Everyone hates Tim.
I know. Remember, we haven't spoken since the debacle.
Good. He's weird.
He is weird, and he's a Republican.
Bye, bitch.
It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Okay, without further ado, let's jump right into Hollywood celebrity gossip because everyone's wiling out.
Okay, I want to know about Kim K being sued by her employees.
Oh my God. So
this bitch do?
Kim Kiki Kardashian is being sued by multiple employees for...
Multiple.
First of all, she doesn't pay them for lost wages. Like, there's like people, like, she owes people like thousands and thousands of dollars. Lots
for what?
Of money. She just doesn't pay them on time, and then like forgets to pay them, and it's like so it's faulty not paying. And then also overtime work. Someone like requested. This is mostly the landscaping team, I think. And her, like, her gardeners and things like that. But they were complaining that she overworks if she tries to make them work 60-plus-hour weeks. And with no paid time off. No breaks. And, like, and if they and making them stay late to finish jobs. Like, she's like...
I don't
she's
believe
like,
that.
No, that's what she said. That's what they said. So all these people are suing her because they're saying that she's not giving them adequate time off. And one kid was in school, and like he was only 19 years old, and he was like, you know, there's like laws, or maybe he was 16, I don't know. There's like laws where you can only work a certain amount of time during a school year. I don't know what's going on, but she's being sued because of that, and also because she is a nightmare to work for, everyone saying.
What?
Apparently, she's a nightmare to work for, but her property is very big, and plus she has that little township, but she built for that little asshole north. That probably has a lot of upkeep as well. There's a Starbucks in there.
Huh.
It was joked. But yeah, I don't really know what the ins and outs are, but apparently, you know, she's getting a little trouble. But when you have a staff of 95, it's going to happen. Now, do you hold wages from Michelle, your nanny?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually, because I love Michelle, so I randomly, because usually, you know, you would like say, okay, on Fridays, you always get paid. Michelle is my babysitter. She's been watching Lorenzo and then Giovanna. Now she's watching Angelo. And usually you have like a set day of when you're going to pay your babysitter. And I just randomly pick a day, and then I put the money in an envelope, and then I chuck it at her. And then I write on the envelope, whore money, because she's my whore.
I love it.
So, yeah, she could definitely sue me for being abusive.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been on staff for many, many moons, and I don't have any formal complaints as of yet.
I feel like they can hear the highway.
Well, welcome to the... Well, this is like an in-depth look at our lives.
Welcome to our documentary.
Well, we're on a bridge right now. Wait till we get off. Watch. Yeah. Listen to the sound now.
And it disappeared. And we're back. And boom.
That was called the Driscoll Bridge. You know that they call that Benny Hill?
I call it the halfway bridge because we're halfway down the shore.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, Kim K.
Oh, so Kim K. Pay your workers and stop being mean to them.
Rude.
Kanye's probably a nightmare too. Can you imagine Kanye?
No, ew. All right, Lindsay Lohan, Netflix.
So, I'm so excited.
Yes, queen.
So Lindsay Lohan's getting back out there. She came back from Dubai.
I love her.
Same. Did you know I met her once?
Making out, bitch, so did I. She tried to make out Polly once. And she had her ankle bracelet on. And we were like, ooh.
Vinny tried to take a picture with her and she wouldn't let him.
I know. She didn't know who he was.
We were at her party.
Loser.
But Lindsay Lohan, I'm so excited. She's getting back behind the screen for a new Netflix movie, which is, basically I'll tell you about the premise of the movie.
I hope she brings it.
And then I heard this, look at those people running across the street. Sorry, there's a family running across the highway. I heard about the movie and I was like, oh my God, this sounds so familiar. And it's actually a remake of a movie and I nailed it the first time. Anyway, she plays a rich hotel heiress, like Paris Hilton, that gets into an accident, a boating accident, and gets amnesia.
Oh, and then she has to...
So she's poor. And then she thinks... And then she runs... Yeah, then this, like, you know, this, like, humble blue-collar guy and his daughter nurse her back to health. And it's good. So it's the same story as Overboard with...
It's like a Lifetime movie.
No, did you ever see Overboard with Kurt Russell and...
I don't think so.
Who's, Who is Kate Hudson's mother? Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yeah.
So Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell staring it. And it's actually a fun story. I actually saw that in the movie theater on my birthday. Like, you know how you go out to dinner and to the movies for your birthday every year? We saw that movie 1 year. But it sounds so much fun. You know what? I think she's going to be great at this because she has she's great in those movies that have that weird sci-fi-ish. Or, you know, storyline. She did Freaky Friday, which she switched places with someone. So it's kind of like playing a different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also she hasn't acted in 20 years. So we don't know if, like, you know, she lost it or she's just going to be, you know what I mean?
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, I'm praying she's going to kill it. And then she gets back into the acting with, like, serious movies.
I just think the weirdest thing is going to be her lip injections. To watch her with those lip injections. and try to like act with the face of like she has so much Botox and
fillers. I'm nervous for her.
I'm not nervous. I think she's gonna bring it. I don't know who her co-stars are yet, but I mean, just have fun.
It's Channing Tatum.
Did you see him? Channing Tatum posted a nude picture. He was in the makeup trailer, and he just had a towel over his peach cadeal, and you can see his pubes and everything in his bones, and like some makeup artist is like putting makeup on him, so he was obviously doing a nude scene in a film. But Lindsay Lohan, we wish you the best, girl. We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Yes, love you, bitch.
Like, can we do something? We haven't had a guest on the podcast in a very long time.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton has a new podcast, and you just kissed her on the cheek on stage the other day. Do you think we should collab when we're in LA?
Maybe.
If we have time, but if not, she can always call in or Zoom with us. But she has a really good podcast that's starting, and it's actually fun. Chelsea Handler was just on there today.
All right, Larser Pippen, OnlyFans.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
Larser Marie Pippen, she just announced a 49-year-old... I mean, first of all, bitch, go put some Asper cream on and
call it quits, and get your walker. Relax.
You're 90.
Just drink wine all day and retire.
So after Kiki Kardashian has dismissed her as a first friend, she's been.
Why did they do that again?
Because she's thirsty and she was always trying, and she got involved with Kanye her. She like not got involved, not sexually got involved, but like got like she put her nose where it didn't belong, which is so understandable.
Where is
no, but like she like got involved in a personal fight or something.
Sick.
I don't know. But Larser Marie Pippen, now she's divorced from Scottie Pippen, correct?
Yeah.
But just kept the name and all the money?
Yeah.
Well, she's starting an OnlyFans. First of all, she's 98 years old. And she said she'll be doing it to model risque photos with lingerie and bikinis.
Oh, so she's trying to sell...
She's trying to show thought. No. She's going to be... Maybe she has a bikini line. I don't know. But I know that she needs to... fall back and go to bed. Like, girl, you have children. You have like 6 kids.
Well, like you said, she's thirsty. Of course she's gonna do that.
Yeah, so she's gonna grease her boobs up with Pam, the nonstick cook spray. That's actually what we use on in the biz for those rap videos where the girls are all greasy and like.
I thought it was baby oil.
No, it's baby oil absorbs into your skin. The Pam does not.
Really?
It does. So, yeah, Larser, fall back. I don't know what she's going to be showing, but, I had an OnlyFans, but I didn't get nude enough, so everyone canceled on me. But, like, really, no one wants to see me nude.
I feel like a lot of people want to see you nude.
Why? I'm ugly.
You're not ugly.
Oh, it's disgusting. No one wants to see that. What else did I have to talk about? Oh, speaking of being nude, Elliot Marie Page. Is it wrong? I don't want to misgender them. I don't care. Everyone's middle name's Marie. Elliot Marie Page, the artist formerly known as Ellen Page. We know he transitioned.
Yes.
6 months ago, he posted his first topless pool photo. He's in his swim trunks, and he had his top surgery much like I did. So he's got his brand new.
He looks better than
man,
you.
Man titties, and he looks better than me.
Totally.
Well, probably because he's skinnier than me, and. I don't know. I just hate my scars right now. I really need to get some laser scar removal or put concealer on them. But who's to say that Elliot Page doesn't have concealer on their boobs? But they didn't really have big boobs like I did.
Yeah.
Side note, I hate Demi Lovato.
Oh, every week she's in the news. Like, you can't talk about this. You can't do that. You can't do this. Like, bitch.
Can't
why are you making all of these rules?
And like, her haircut's ugly.
At some point,
ugly.
Like, we can't even speak.
I hate her haircut, too.
Oh, she's... I'm over her.
Yeah.
Sorry, Demi. I mean, I love your music, but girl...
You can't call her girl. It's them.
Oh, but them. We can't... We can't keep, like...
It's too much.
Every week, it's something.
I'm going to confront them if I ever meet. Oh, look at that little car. A little baby car just drove by. Sorry. I know this is a visual. This isn't a visual podcast. Anywho. So Elliot Page, more power to you. And I can't wait to pop my top and get my titties out. I bring a bathing suit everywhere I go just in case there's a pool. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, anytime I've been, like, suppressed for so many moons because I had big titties. But now I don't have them anymore. And I want to pop my top every chance I get. So I have a bathing suit with me just in case we will be near the beach. And who knows? You never know if, you know.
I don't think you're going to have time to go.
I'm not going to have, as I'm doing hair and makeup, I'm like, do you mind if I take a dip?
It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You look so pretty today, by the way, Nicole.
Thanks, Squirrel.
If you saw her pictures yesterday on Instagram, go on her, probably still up on her story. I bought all new makeup. I went to Charlotte Tilbury and I got all new foundations. I love Charlotte Tilbury. If you, you ain't up on it.
Could I come in?
I also did bring some edibles. I brought a brownie and some gummies.
Wait, so where'd you get that brownie?
I got it from 3 Chi.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
You guys, he brought a brownie to work.
It's cannabis.
I'm telling.
It's the 3 Chi brownies.
So, 100% hemp deprived. What's that mean?
Derived. It means from something.
Okay. For best results, take on a full stomach.
It's true.
Okay. What do you do if it's not on a full stomach?
It doesn't work as well.
Do you hallucinate?
No, it just doesn't work as well.
Oh. Use responsibly. Consult a doctor before using this product.
I did. Leah's my doctor.
Yeah, that's basically all it says. Edibles and...
Chris.
It's a cute little brownie.
Yeah, and how many... doesn't you say the calories intake? How many calories is it?
Serving size, calories is 35.
That's nothing.
It's nothing. It's like air. Total fat is 1 gram. All right. Sodium.
It's health
20.
Food. And there's 50 milligrams of THC in that.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And there's like confectionery sugar on top, and that's cocaine.
Yeah. But I'm excited about it. Maybe we should give this... I hope we meet some fun people on set today.
We should give it to the director today and see what happens.
Yeah.
So we meet you a brownie.
It's like so exciting because this is a new person we've never worked with, a new company, a new everything. So it's always fun to see. Like, I always have hopeful thoughts that there'll be fun people on the set. Like, usually, like, the PAs are always fun. A PA is a production assistant, and they pretty much, you know, get you anything you need. Like, whether it's like, you know, oh, my God, can you go do this for me? Like, oh, my God, I forgot... my boob tape, can you go get this? Or
yeah,
and they tell you, and they walk you on set, they walk you from here to there, they take you to the bathroom, they're really a jack of all trades, and they do everything. And a lot of times, most of the times, they're always so humble and very, very sweet. So I hope you have a really fun PA. I definitely hope that one of the camera guys or the sound guys is hot as hell and flirts with us, with me, not with you. And I hope that everyone's just chill and fun. I mean, they own a liquor company, how can't it be fun?
No, they're definitely fun, and I bet you they're going to be trying the liquor all day, and it's going to be a hot mess, so.
But yeah, back to you looking pretty. We use all new products today, but you still look glowy, and I hope it all stands well. So in other news, a lot of different celebrities are picking up new endorsements all over the globe, around Hollywood. A-Rod, newly single, A-Rod, Marie, and Chris, he's got a new men's makeup line.
Weird.
I know, and I thought it was his own makeup line, but it's just, like, so funny that, it's so funny, like, how he, you know, it just seems very off-brand. It's for Hims.com. We've done commercials for them before. Hims.com, they have, like, hair restoration pills and...
Oh, so it's for men.
It's for men, but now he's doing, like,
a line
of skincare.
What kind of makeup, though?
Oh, excuse me, I have Ajitor. It's, like, concealer. I think it's, like, concealer or,
For men?
It's called ForHims.com.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like a lot. I think it's probably, it's like skincare, but then it's concealer. But there's like a picture of him like like putting on concealer. It just seems like how embarrassing, kind of. Like, you know, like you just got, like your girl just left you for someone else, and now you're like, it's almost emasculating. It's like now you're doing makeup ads.
Yeah, but then also, like, she just came out, she dropped her J-Lo Beauty, and it's kind of like he's,
you know what,
they're jumping into that as well.
Yeah, now J-Lo sent you, can we be honest here? Is it, we're the Crusaders.
Yes.
This is a trust circle.
This is a safe space.
A safe space, and Snoopy, I'd like you to break your silence.
So I was really excited to try J-Lo's products, and they ended up sending it to me. It makes my face feel nice, but my big thing with creams is I want it to smell good, but like also like really, really make my face soft. And I just feel like it was, you know, just regular. Like there was nothing like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Is the packaging beautiful?
The packaging is very, very nice and gorgeous. But I just feel like maybe if there was more, I'm more of like a fragrance person. So yeah. If there was more of like a fragrance and maybe a little more buttery. But I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't.
Well, we
favorite.
All know that that's not Rihanna's, what she uses.
Rihanna's my favorite.
Fenty Skin Ambassador.
Oh my God. Fenty's so good, you guys. Fenty's my favorite right now. It's what I use in my face every night.
The skincare?
Along with Cashmere by Kim Zolciak.
Oh. So you know, good. I found a good skincare product and I put it yesterday. Look at my face right now.
You look pale.
I do look pale.
Came off?
No. It's probably what I have on. I have to put bronzer on top of it. Okay, so it's a good product, but it does make you look a little pale. But I have to put bronzer. Anyway, it's called Dr. Jart. It's a color-correcting cream. So, but my face doesn't look red. Do you remember you normally look rashy?
Yeah, you just don't look red at all.
I know. Yeah. It's this fucking cream I got. It was a sample. I actually bought the... I'm actually waiting to see if those semi-free ones, but I did have a sample.
Do you work with influencers?
I do. Oh, my God. I'm trying to do a new scam in LA.
Stop.
I'm going to tell you, I have a whole hotel scam. Do you think Vinny will let me stay at his house for free?
Probably.
He already offered. Should I just take it?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I really go there? Imagine I stay there instead of the hotel?
Yeah, do it.
I would never be able to.
You could do it.
I miss Hayden. So this cream, it's called Dr. Jart. I can't pronounce it, but the thing, but it's this green color correcting cream. And if you have any redness or rosacea or anything, it definitely pales
you. Is it a moisturizer or is it a
It's a color correcting cream. That takes all the red inside of your skin. And it has SPF of 30.
What's it called?
Oh, Michelle, I just gave it to Tina for Michelle, your babysitter.
She gave it to me. Mommy needs it.
I don't have it yet. I just have a sample.
All right, what's it called?
It's called Dr. Jart.
Dr. Jart?
J-A-R-T.
Jart?
Yeah.
Say it's a pair?
Yeah, it's how do you say it? Kiskapa.
It's C-I-C-A pair.
Kikapa.
Siskapa. Sisapair.
They have it at Sephora. You can get a small one for $19 or a big one for $52. But it literally takes all the red inside your skin, and I have no foundation on. I put it on my Instagram yesterday. I am so excited. I've heard all about this. I never tried it, but it has SPF of 30 in it, so it's good SPF. But it does leave a little bit of a pale cast, like an SPF would. But just put some bronzer on top of it. No.
Cream care that?
That one.
$63.
You know, it's only $53 on the regular place. And okay. You press it. You have to press it in a little dabble. I put a lot on. That's why I look paler. But you have to trust the process. Just really press it in. Don't get freaked out.
Your skin looks really nice today.
I know. I'm so excited. I found this. I'm never going to stop using it.
You look so
unnatural. But yeah, thank you, Dr. Jart, for introducing this to me. And hopefully we can work together.
Yeah, do you work with influencers?
Now, I've been doing a lot of influencing scams.
Do tell.
Lately. What else did I get? What else did I do this week? Oh, I got, Way Hair Care sent us beautiful Way Hair Care. And I think we're going to have a promo code in upcoming weeks for that.
Crack on me.
But I'm so excited for, you know, I need to do BetterHelp this week. Should we FaceTime Jessica?
Yes.
My influencer scams have been going really, really well, and I just can't wait to really collaborate. But yeah, I've been trying to get a hotel in LA because I want to stay after our shoot. Because we don't really get to, it sounds like all glamorous and things and fun. We're in Hollywood working with celebrities on a movie set, a TV set.
Calm down.
But we have really nothing. We have no time for ourselves because the days are usually long. And, you know, if we do have anything, it's like, you know, Nicole and I will, like, our big day is if we have a time, we'll, like, order Domino's literally and lay on the couch all day and just watch TV.
Or we'll just get drunk.
Yeah, or drunk. But, you know what I mean? We don't have time to explore. And I, you know,
last time we explored, I was pregnant, remember?
Yeah, Nicole rented a convertible and I drove all around.
We were driving around town.
I want to, oh, finally. Oh my God, that's what I want to tell you about. We don't have to cyberbully Caitlin anymore because,
you got your stuff?
My hat came in the mail. Yes, thank fucking God. I was about to call Sophia up.
I'm surprised you're not wearing it.
I don't want to,
offend anyone?
I don't want to, on set. I don't want anyone to offend anyone.
How are you going
to
wear it ever?
I'm going to wear it in
people
like red states. I'm going to wear it like in states like down south.
Go to Texas somewhere at the bar.
No, I have to wear it in California. I'm wearing it. I'll wear it on set in California. But it finally came. It is beautiful quality. So if you want to have this as Caitlin for California, head on over to CaitlinMarie.com and you're going to like what you see.
California.
But everyone, so apparently Sophia and Caitlin were on the campaign trail in Connecticut, and as a crusader sent me a picture of them eating lunch at the restaurant she was at. She goes, oh my God, Caitlin and Sophia are here. I almost screamed Caitlin Marie at the restaurant. You should have screamed it. But and I was like, should I send this to Sophia and be like, oh my God, my fans are seeing you there. But she looked horrible in the picture. But yeah, I finally got my hat. Thank God. I didn't want to have to end our relationship that way. But anywho, I want to spend a couple days after, because we're leaving on, you know, we finish our work on a Friday. And so I was like, you know, why not treat yourself, you know, after a long day?
I'm going to enjoy myself.
I'd like to enjoy myself, because I never get to, whenever I go to LA, it's always such a quick trip, and we always have like our full schedule. You know, so I'd like to, you know, have some time to like go explore things. And, you know, I haven't traveled since COVID, Marie and Chris. So I want to take a few days to myself, but I don't want to pay for anything. So I've been trying to work with local hotel chains and try to get a free
set. Like how you did with your surgery.
Yeah, but I want to do... my dream is to become a travel food blogger.
Right? A
travel influencer. So I want to, like, you know, I want to find like cool places. So like if a cool place sends me... Let me stay there for free. Of course, I'm going to show you all the fun things and benefits. So I'm really doing the Lord's work to find out the best things for you guys. So when it does come to you traveling to Los Angeles, you'll find a good place.
You know exactly.
I have a couple leads, but I am going to actually, because our friend Vinny owns a mansion right there in the hills, and I would love to stay there because I know he's not going to be there, but I would never feel, I'd feel bad asking.
You already asked him.
I know. I'm going to ask him again. I'm going to text him tomorrow. But yeah, so I want to have a couple days. I'm going to spend a couple days just going around, going to restaurants, taking pictures, influencing all around LA, finding the cool spots. Hopefully I can run into some friends. Maybe Joyer and Opal will join me. Maybe maybe Sophia and I will finally get the chance to meet.
Yeah.
And you know, a bunch of other podcasters have been asking to collaborate for years.
You act like you have a million friends.
I don't. I
hang out with all my friends.
I only know Joyer. Joyer and Jay.
Who's your friends?
Just Joyer. And but yeah, so I want to do that. Snoopy?
To traveling and Chris.
Now, Snoopy, I do have to do a full touch-up to you as soon as we get out of the car because the foundation I thought was going to sit a lot better. We used a new primer today, but it didn't really do shit.
Yeah, that one sucked.
You didn't like the primer?
It was nice, but it felt like...
sticky?
Semen.
It's supposed to, it's called, it was, I used yeah. milk hydro grip primer.
It was like
primer.
A gel.
Yeah, I used milk hydro grip primer. It's supposed to last longer, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
All right, gang. We got to get back to work, gang. So we will see you next week. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Make sure you guys enjoy yourselves. Have your drinks.
Be safe. There's sharks
ruin
in the
your
water.
Life. Black out. Do what you got to do because it's Memorial Day weekend and it's the weekend to do that.
And if you want to get a shout out from Snoopy, you can go to cameo.com and either book us for personalized shout out and we'll tell you anything you want us to say. And
everyone, all of our crusaders, please go and join that Facebook page.
Yes, could I come in
Crusaders?
Because
you guys are so funny and amazing, and we love you. And yeah, to Dino and Chris.
We love you all. So long.
Take care.
It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.